Hello, I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you your weekly finance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. November has turned out to be quite vibrant for economic happenings, particularly in the two-wheel vehicle industry. KTM AG, a key segment of Pure Mobility AG, has successfully secured a 50 million euro funding for production restart, a major milestone in financial recovery after creditors validated a restructuring plan promising a 30% cash quota payment by May 23rd next year. KTM's CEO, Gottfried Neumeister, highlighted the tremendous teamwork that went into this achievement. Meanwhile, the Alpine Creditors Association has expressed positivity towards the plan's economic viability while already securing 33% of the planned 150 million euro continuation cost. It's a heartening sign for the Australian motorcycle enthusiasts as the KTM commitment to sustainability and customer satisfaction ensures a broad range of bikes remain accessible. Meanwhile, Ducati, the Italian motorcycle manufacturer, seems to be on a steady path with an impressive 2024 financial performance. It's the third consecutive year for Ducati, where it earned over 1 billion euros with an operating result of 91 million euros. That's a healthy 9.1% profit margin. CEO Claudio Domenicali spotlights Ducati's firm financial threshold, which ensures continuous investment in innovation and quality. The resilience of Ducati is evident as it introduces 10 new models and plans to launch its first motocross bike, aiming for long-term sustainability and customer satisfaction, regardless of the slight drop in sales from 2023. Switching gears, the housing market has been a hot topic, with the Commonwealth Bank of Australia expressing concerns over the skyrocketing home loan demand. CEO Matt Comyn voices caution over rapidly escalating property prices and potential risks to long-term financial stability. Facts show a 6.4% surge in new loan commitments for dwellings in the third quarter of this year, majorly driven by the historically low interest rates. This leaves investors in a spot to closely monitor the market parameters, contemplating price shifts and overall financial stability. Wrapping on a positive note, a shift towards optimism among consumers was registered for the first time since early 2022 on the Westpac Melbourne Institute's Consumer Sentiment Index, witnessing a whopping 12.8% rise. The boost is largely brought upon by enhanced perceptions of personal finances and overall economy, a strong signal for prospective consumer recovery and economic growth. That will be all from the finance desk at financialservicesonline.com.au for this week. Tune in next week for all your finance-related updates. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off.